The San Jose Sharks Audio Network is on 24 hours a day. Whether you're in the office or on the go, make sure that you download the Sharks SAP Center app and hit listen anytime. You can also find us on your computer by going to sjsharks.com/listen. If it's a game broadcast, breaking news, or a player feature, the place to find it is right here on the San Jose Sharks Audio Network.
It's a nice play with a guy that can drive the play like that, and he also has the vision and the shot to do it too, so it's very nice.
You said you're up to 188, so how much more is that compared to, say, end of last year?
Probably like 5 to 6 more pounds.
What did you get out of getting that gold medal and playing for your country there?
Yeah, it was amazing. I think being in that long from a country like the United States is pretty crazy, and we knew that going into it, so be able to break that kind of bad stint there was pretty amazing. And then I played for USA since I've been about 16-17, and being able to do it on a world stage was pretty cool.
Did you get to know Ryan a little bit, you know, more in that environment, I guess, you know, just kind of being away from home, and you know, he's you know, obviously coming into his second year as coach. What did you kind of get from that experience, just kind of being around him in a different environment, maybe?
Yeah, it was a little different, I think, because I was the only guy on the team from the Sharks, so yeah. Besides the other staff members, but yeah, I mean, it was actually kind of nice that we were doing some of the same systems and stuff, so I knew that going into it, and then obviously he's been coaching in the year, so we already had the relationship prior to the tournament.
What do you think Ryan did to help you guys kind of get to that gold medal, you know, the championship there?
What he does here, I think he was pretty blunt with, it's kind of unacceptable for the United States to go this long without winning, and he motivated our group, and I thought we had a great group of guys, too. We all bonded pretty quickly, so it was a good, great tournament, and the outcome we wanted.
Did you see maybe a different side of him at all, or was it the Warsawski that you see here, but just on a, you know, bigger stage maybe?
Maybe a little bit of both, but I think because he's proud to be American, and he took that job very seriously when he got it, and I know he's thrilled that we won that tournament.
Was there a little disappointment not going, being invited to the orientation camp there in Michigan?
Yeah, I mean, definitely fuels the fire. I think every guy wants to be on that team, so I think something you want to be at, and like I said, I love playing for my country. So,
what's how does Mac look to you so far? Captain skates even the scrimmage there. I mean, how does he look to you right now?
Yeah, it looks good as usual. I think this is gonna be a big year for him, and I'm sure he's gonna take a massive step.
A few more for Will.
Is there a determination between you two guys just to be the lead, be more of a leaders now, to sort of help get the Sharks to where you want to go? Do you kind of want to take that? You feel you guys want to take that on?
Definitely. I think a lot of people are looking to us to kind of help us get to that next step, but it's not just going to be just us. There's all the new prospects, all the guys, and even the older guys that we brought in are going to help us do that, but it's obviously not going to happen. It's a snap of finger. You got to work at it.
You mentioned Ryan using the term unacceptable as it pertained to Worlds. Like, obviously, it's a very different situation here, but it's been a while since this team's been in the playoffs, and I know that's been in part by design to a degree. Like, is that language, is he saying stuff like unacceptable? Like, how do you guys marry patience and urgency coming into this season?
Yeah, I mean, I don't want to put words in his mouth, but
what are you getting from him in that regard? Like, what are those messages like?
Yeah, no, I think he feels that, and we feel that. I think we know how long it's been, and what the fans here deserve, and how good San Jose was that chunk of years from the 2000s. So I think we want to do it, and he wants to do it. So I think we got the right group of guys.
One more. Did Mike address you guys this morning or last night, and what was his message, you know, to the group?
Yeah, it was last night. I think he touched on the same amount of things, that we got to start competing in this league and get that respect that San Jose deserves.
I'm sure there was a
last one, guys.
Consideration from USA for you for the orientation camp. Just wondering, did you speak with them? Did they kind of give you a sense of, oh, what do you have to work on, or what do you think you have to work on to get to that next step?
I mean, I'm not going to worry about it too much. America's got a bunch of amazing players, as everyone knows, so I think if I just play my game and never know.